It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network on this April 15th, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill down here at 13th and Central, across from Tropicana Field. Ben Botham's got the day off. You'll have to excuse us if we have a technical snafu from time to time. We having a few issues down here, but we'll make it through the next couple of hours, bringing you a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros across Tampa Bay and the entire area. Ben Botham's taking the day off, taking care of his grandmother, and of course, a little shout out to his mother. And Kenny and the Jets in here, Sherry Knowles, my backup production and disaster recovery team. And of course, I got Matt up on the controls. Appreciate you, Matt, for sticking in there for me as well. Of course, the Red Hot Rays went down last night to the Toronto Blue Jays, 6-3. But what a run, 13-1. And I will tell you right now, the entire state of Florida, people in the baseball world, I think they all were absolutely ecstatic about this run. And who would have seen it? I was at a game a week ago on Sunday, and just had a wonderful time. And the realization that this team is for real. I think some of the people's expectations were getting a little out of control there for a period of time. You know, what's it going to look like? You know, 19-0. If you would have told anyone that this team would have been 13-1 this time, we would have all taken it gladly. And right now, you've got the Yankees behind us, Toronto. Eastern Division, when you look at the American League standings, as of late last night, Tampa Bay 13-1. You've got the Yankees 8-6. Toronto is 9-6, and Baltimore and Boston. Boston at the bottom, which is surprising. And of course, we had four consecutive sweeps. What am I talking about? And that was very impressive as well. And as I mentioned, I'm having a few technical difficulties, but we will get through this. Here's the show we got today. We'll talk a little bit soccer with Jim Hart from the Champions League. We will talk to Manuel Martinez. He's the Jesuit Tiger baseball reigning state champion coach, and just a superb guy. The Tigers always one of the formidable opponents across the state, representing the Bay Area in the state championship, and last year coming home with the hardware. We're brought to you each and every Saturday by Ice Pig Vodka, locally distilled for Bloody Mary, a screwdriver, or even a Champa Bay down here. Come on down and just make sure you use Ice Pick at your request. And that's our good friends, Fred Forsley in Spain, Charlie Break Iron over there at Sea Dogs Brewery. And of course, my good friend, John, at Shrimpies. And that's over on the water right there, across the street from Sea Dogs. Very convenient for me, right across the street. Hey, let's take a look at the games today. In Major League Baseball, 104 televisions down here. We got the Twins at the Yankees, Mets at Oakland, San Francisco at Detroit, Baltimore at the White Sox, Tampa Bay at Toronto, Cleveland at Washington, Atlanta at Kansas City, LA at Boston, Texas at Houston, and Colorado at Seattle. And as I said last night, it was the Rays up in Toronto, and they went down 6-3. They're now 13-1, sitting in a great position. A week from today, they'll be across the street at the Trop, playing against the Chicago White Sox. Let's do a thanks to our affiliates on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Of course, our flagship is WTAN 106.1 FM and AM 1340, Clearwater St. Pete, Tampa. WZHR FM 104.3 FM AM 1350, Zephyr Hills, and WZHR 102.3 AM 1400, covering all of Champa Bay, streaming on Tantalk 1340.com as well. And then our new launch, Joel Bergeron and the support over there at Radio St. Pete. We will be launching FloridaSportsStream.com. FloridaSportsStream.com. If you have a podcast that you would like to air, sports related, entertainment, lifestyles, get a hold of us. Go on FloridaSportsStream.com on the RadioSt.Pete.com platform. And right now we've got 22 of these productions earmarked, and I'm looking forward to launching more as we gradually bring them up. It'll be local shows. We're going to do high school softball. We'll do high school baseball, basketball next year, like we did the Sun Bash tournament. We will talk Big O and the Axeman. They're going to come on over, and we'll talk NBA playoffs. They tipped off last night. Actually, they had the play-in games. Those tipped off on Wednesday. Not a big NBA guy, but this time of year, they actually play defense, and looking forward to the playoffs. I'm a big Golden State Warrior fan. We'll get those guys to break it down. We got Michael Lortz, the author, the baseball historian. He's a baseball writer as well. But tonight we've got in the first round, you got the Cavaliers taking on the Knicks, 76ers and Nets, Celtics, Hawks, Kings and Warriors, and Suns and Clippers, and Grizzlies and Lakers. They're all playing tomorrow. And then, of course, our Lightning, they will be taking on Monday in the first round. The Toronto Maple Leafs are quickly traveling up to Toronto. And I'm Emily Ferg from the front row. That's brought to you by Ice Pick Pack as well. And then, of course, you've got the RBC Heritage Classic up in South Carolina. We'll talk about that leaderboard a little bit later on as well. And then I'm going to reach out to Coach Martinez. Peter Gollenbach's in a walk down. He's the accomplished author. He'll talk a little baseball. We'll get his perspective on this incredible start by the Tampa Bay Rays and his opinion of his Yankees. Now he's a diehard. And then, as I said, we'll talk a little high school. Brad Richardson will join us in our Body Armor and Prep Connection segment as well. Hey, Matt, I want to take a quick break as I've also lost the screen now, so things are a little dicey down here. So let's take a break here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network while we get these technical difficulties all in check, folks. We'll be right back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Brumosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah!
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Visit RadioSaintPete.com for a great variety of local audio programs, live coverage of local events, award-winning syndicated radio programs, over 800 Tampa Bay musicians, and of course, local sports coverage. Download the free Radio St. Pete apps or find RadioSaintPete.com on your enabled speakers. RadioSaintPete.com is where local music lives.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on a spectacular Saturday down here in downtown St. Pete, across from the Trop. It's April 15th. As I like to say, a Chamber of Commerce Day. We're brought to you by our good friends of Ice Pick Vodka. Of course, for our prep connection, however, we are brought to you by Body Armor. And this is our Body Armor prep connection with Coach Manuel Martinez, Jesuit Tiger baseball head coach and the reigning state champs. And in the middle of a battle right now, trying to get back to state championships. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Superb. You guys are obviously, it's that time of year, man. Everybody's got it strapped on and trying to get down to Fort Myers.
Yes, sir. We got about 2 weeks left of the regular season and just trying to get ready for that stretch run here and playoff time.
Let's talk about the season today. Where you guys stand. How you're feeling about it as a coach? Who are some of the kids that have stepped up that may have surprised you to make contributions on the team? Kind of give the audience a little wrap on that, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, we played well so far. We're 17-3. You know, the three losses were to some really good teams, and we played well in those games at times. But you know, it's baseball. You can't win them all, but. We got a lot of guys back from last year's team, which is, you know, they're a year older and better and stronger, and they've done a really good job. And then we got a couple newcomers that have really stepped up. a freshman, Wilson Anderson, who's really done a good job on the mound for us out of the bullpen. And then another, a sophomore, Vincent DiCarlo, who's kind of stepped into the lineup and played well. So, you know, those two new guys plus the guys we had coming back, like Wes Mendez and Jay Kulikowski, have really, you know, led us. And we, you know, feel like we got a really good chance to try to get back to Fort Myers and repeat.
Hey, I can't remember the young man that sent over here last year. Was it Tino Martinez's nephew?
Yeah, Jack Martinez.
I tell you what, he was a personality. Did he graduate?
He did. He did graduate. He's at Morris Hill, a Division II school in South Carolina, I believe. He was broke his hand right before the first game of the season, so you know, he's been out a little bit, but you know, he's got a chance to be a pretty good player here in the future.
How much fun is that? I mean, you've had athletes for years going into the collegiate ranks, and then some advancing into the bigs and minor leagues. How much fun is that, and rewarding is it for you as a coach to see them continue their passion for the great state of baseball?
I mean, it's, you know, to me, it's the most important thing we do, right? Like, we're providing them opportunities to continue to go with their education, number one, but also to continue to play baseball. And, you know, we turn on, you know, I told our guys this after our first loss, like, I don't worry about the wins and losses. To me, the fun time is when I get to turn on the TV and watch.
You're on the early.
Well, I might. I'll keep you posted.
Oh, we're going to sit over here.
Sorry. Anyway, as I tell them, we, you know, anytime I get a chance to turn on the TV and watch our guys continue and play, and, you know, we got guys at Wake Forest, at Ole Miss, at Pitt, Florida State, and a number of places, it's just great to kind of get a chance to watch those guys play.
Well, I'm sure that, hey, the last time I had you on the air, I was very, very concerned about parental abuses. You were taking your young son up to Atlanta to see your beloved Cincinnati Reds, and I was concerned about his mental health, those Braves fans. You weathered that storm, obviously.
We did, yes. He's still roots for the Reds. Obviously, the Rays are our second team, and we actually have Doug Wechter's son, Caden, in our program now. He's a freshman. So, you know, we obviously, I root for the Rays all the time, but you know, I grew up a Reds fan. It's hard to kind of lose. It's hard to leave that allegiance.
Well, you know, I'm like you. I grew up a Yankees fan. My grandfather was a Yankees fan. Watching them, you know, even though I grew up in Iowa, and then I went to work for the Cubs organization. My children became Cubs, but now that I'm down here, and I thought, I'll get more embedded in my Yankee. I love for the Yankees since playing training down here, and there's a ton of Yankee fans. But working across the street from Berg's office in here, and you've got this organization that's it's a David versus Goliath stories. I've fallen in love with this organization, and what a start, huh?
No, it's you know, nothing surprises me anymore with the Rays. They're just so fun to watch, right? Like, I think it's the whole culture of everything they built, and obviously, they have really talented players, and you got a guy like Wander Franco, who's young, and Randy Arozarena, and those guys. They make it fun to watch games, but they're a well-run organization, and they know what they're looking for. They know what they're doing, and obviously, the start they had was unbelievable. I know the streak ended last night in Toronto, but you're not going to go 162-0. So, but it's been fun to watch.
You know, one of the things as a coach yourself, mentoring young men. This is one of those teams that the unselfishness, you can point to them and tell your youngsters, you know, it's not all about me. Here's how you build a team. There aren't a lot of marquee names, or will be. They're young and the future is very bright for them. But you can use them as a team role model, can't you?
We can. In fact, we have already. We show some clips of the game the other night, the two out, bases loaded, bunt single, you know, two strikes approach, guys putting balls in play, just, you know, all those little things that we preach as coaches. You know, it's nice to see your local big league team do it and thrive doing it, and now we can use that as hey, listen, if they can do it at that level, then we should be able to do it at our level.
Well, and you know, another cool thing is you look at this, and they are a team. I mean, there's a bunch of young kids in their 20s for the most part after a win or a home run or any success, they're all jumping up and down. They're hugging each other. You don't have any prima donnas, if you will, any $40 million, $50 million men sitting in the clubhouse next to a guy that just came up from Durham. I mean, they're all in this fight together, and that is very encouraging to see the world of professional sport anymore, don't you think, Leo?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's where, again, goes back to the culture, right? Like, they truly enjoy each other's success. You know, and that's something we try to preach to our guys all the time. Like, you know, you're not always, you know, only 9 guys can start. So there's going to be guys on the bench that maybe aren't 100% happy, but they need to be good teammates and root for their guys. And, you know, the Rays are a great example of that. Those guys are, you know, whether it's guys playing, guys not playing, that they buy into the whole team and being happy for the team's success.
Oh, and it's that, which your coach loves again, that next man in culture.
Yeah.
I know you have that accentuate.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, they were having some injuries in the pitcher staff, and they're just like, hey, next guy up, right? We'll bring a guy in to come throw one day. We'll send a guy back down to the minors, bring somebody else up. But it's whoever's in that day that you're expected to do your job. And it's kind of the same thing we preach to our guys, right? Like, we have a starting 9, but we feel like we have a lot of guys on the bench that could play at a lot of places. So when they get their opportunity, we expect them to come do their job. And that's part of it.
Hey, let's take a look at the rest of the season, how many games you have left. And as you look at districts, who are you kind of keeping an eyeball on who you're going to have to get through to get back down to Fort Myers and come home with the back-to-back door?
Well, we got 5 games left in the regular season, so we got 3 this upcoming last week, and that'll set us up into our district tournament. Parish Community down in Braden River down in that Bradenton area or in our district, those will probably be the 2 toughest teams besides ourselves. So we're you know, keeping an eye on them. And then once we get into the playoffs, we go down. You know, there's some really good teams in our region. Naples High School, who we played in the state semifinals last year, is now in our region. Island Coast, who was the 4A state champs last year and have a lot of guys back, they jumped up to 5A and they're in our region. So they're going to be really tough. We got Hollins High School over in Pinellas that has a really good team, and you know, they're in our region. Hey, Seminole,
he's my man. He does a great job. He did a great job at Bogey, and then
he's awesome. Ralph,
he's got a culture Ralph there, hasn't he?
Yes, he's done a really good job over there, and they feed off of him, and Ralph's awesome. So I mean, there's a lot of really good teams in our region. We feel like our region is the toughest in the state. You know, so there's, you know, I could keep naming, yeah, you know, I'm a coach, so naturally I worry about everybody. So, it's not going to be easy, but if we can make it through our region, you know, I think that says a lot about the program we have and the team we have.
Hey, you know, I haven't been on for a while, and we've expanded our reach to 11 stations now. Why don't you give our audience a little bio on Miguel Menendez and where you grew up at, where you went to school, and how you got to Jesuit and your journey there.
Okay. Well, I'm from Key West originally, and I was born here in Tampa, moved to Key West when I was like a month old, grew up down there, went to high school there. Came to the University of Tampa to play baseball. When I graduated, went back to Key West, started coaching, was the head coach there for 8 years, and the Jesuit job came open, and, you know, applied always. If I was going to leave Key West, it was going to be at a place like this, and was fortunate enough to get the job. I've been there. This is my 9th year now, and, you know, we've had some good success. Obviously, the program has had success before I got there, so I'm just fortunate enough to kind of keep it running and try to continue what the guys like John Crumley and Richie Warren did before me.
Hey, you know, since you've been to Jesuit, let's just talk about you've seen the evolution of baseball, and there was a lot of conversation that, you know, baseball is waning, and because it was such a slow sport, and it doesn't have the allure of football, basketball. But I beg to differ coming here from Iowa 7 years ago, in this state especially. I mean, baseball, football's king, But baseball is knocking on the door. Do you think the future of baseball is bright? And can that spread across America?
I do. I think it's a little overblown. You know, I think just society in general and the kids today are used to, it's a very, you know, it's different. They have access to technology that we never had, and they're used to seeing things in small clips and 10, 15 seconds. So maybe the attention span isn't exactly the same, but when you sit down and watch a baseball game, I think people, if you know the game, you appreciate it. It's kind of like soccer to me. Like when you watch the game and you know what you're looking for, there's a lot of things that happen in between pitches and during pitches, even when people talk about, oh, there's not enough action and guys strike out too much. Like, I hate the pitch clock. I dislike it. I don't go to a baseball game because I want the game to be over 2.5 hours. Like, I just want to enjoy myself and watch however long it takes. And all the stuff that happens within pitch, between pitches is important to me. And I think that's part of the game. So I think we tried to speed it up for maybe the younger audience, but I think the guys that watch the game and appreciate the game, they don't care how long the game takes. They just want to watch it and be entertained. And I think that the future is bright. I think there's a lot of really talented young players. And, you know, I think it's just kind of a cyclical thing that you'll see, you know, it'll come back to be what it's been in the past and what it's supposed to be.
I got a question for you. One of the Seminoles, he's typically here with me to make sound at least that way. I'm out there with what's going on in high school sports. You could be Seminole, maybe State, Ben Bodden. I think he's also mentioned. Anyway, Ben, he's been telling me about some of the players in the area as the season progresses. How about the number of kids that are thrown in the 90s in this area? Didn't that absolutely blow you away?
It does. I mean, it's such a change. I mean, I think to me that's the biggest thing. The guys throw, it seems like every team we face, there's somebody throwing 90, 92 miles an hour, and it's like, man, you know, it's just there's so many guys in this area. I mean, you look, we have five or six guys. Calvary's probably got five or six guys. You know, there's just guys all over the place that really throw hard, and and the crazy thing is, guys hit it. You know, like they see it all in the summer, and they see velocity all the time. And I know some of that's the way the radar guns kind of pick things up now versus maybe back when I played and back in the days. And so it gets it out of the hand, which records the pitch a little faster than maybe when it was crossing the plate. So I know there's some changes in some of that, but it's I think it's also a big part of how guys are training nowadays, and they're at a young age. They're specializing and doing things to make themselves bigger, faster, stronger, and you know they're succeeding.
Can you hear me, Coach?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Well, I think we're going to have to take another break. But just lost Coach Menendez. Great conversation. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
Halftime's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
Your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes, 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 please. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from the Clubhouse Studios, inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Sports Connection Radio Network live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Across from Tropicana Field on this April 15th, it's been an interesting day trying to deliver the positive perspective from the Pee Wee's Preps and Bros. Had some technical difficulties. We will stumble, fumble, and bumble through them as we do every Saturday live from Birds. And that last conversation with Jesuit coach Manuel Menendez, just a superb guy, brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor and Mark Rickball. We've got some exciting news coming down the pipe with our partnership, especially for the 2023-2024 high school season, all sports, and then our launch of the FloridaSportsScreen.com, which will have a plethora of high school coverage, content, games, baseball, softball, basketball. We'll get out to a few football games this year. Brad Richardson, our resident Prep Connection expert and the voice of Seminole Sports, he'll be on the call, I'll do some color, and we're actually going to dive into the world of getting high school kids to do their own broadcasts and try to mentor them and build them to join the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We built this platform. I'm looking forward to doing that in Hillsboro, Pasco, and Pinellas, and other portions of the state of Florida, the partnership with the Florida Sports Network. I'll talk more about that in the weeks coming. First things first, so I got to get things button down on my end down here, but I've got Matt on the controls, Joe Pedro there at Radio St. Pete, and my man, Kenny Knowles, upperding with us, rocking and rolling again. Here's a man that always has it rocking and rolling, and I just mentioned we're going to be putting a lot of content out there. We're going to be putting soccer. I'll have to get that book that Jim's going to write, Soccer for Dummies, and he's Jim Hart, main man, the Champions League. And he's kind enough to join me on a Saturday. How are you, brother?
Doing great, Mike. Sounds great to hear your voice. And, boy, those plants sound super cool. And we're going to have some soccer kids that'll be ready to go with some content for you. I can promise you that.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And, you know, if it wasn't for guys like you, we wouldn't have anything to cover. For our audience that haven't heard you on our airwaves and we're expanding, why don't we just do a little brief bio? I know you're a humble man. But let's go back to your days in Illinois all the way down here to Florida. I wanted to give a little brief bio to the audience how you become a household name in the world of youth and high school soccer down here with tremendous success and still passion for the sport.
Well, thanks, Mike. Well, I grew up in Chicago, went to Prospect High School in ninth grade, and then I moved down to Florida. Went to Lakewood High School, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. That was in 1971. I went back up to Quincy College in Quincy, Illinois, where I discovered the great sport of soccer. Came back, did my internship at St. Pete Catholic, and started my high school coaching career in 1979. That carried through until 2018, when I retired from Carrollwood Day School after stops at St. Pete Catholic, Dixie Hollands, 25 years at Clearwater Central Catholic, and Carrollwood Day School. There at the end, including also a stop at Eckerd College as an assistant for 3 years. Started the Tampa Bay Top 10 in 2017. And when I retired from high school soccer, we just carried that on. So that's where we're at.
Exactly. The coach is still on.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Jim?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I'm sorry. We've been battling issues down here all day long. Anyway, so with that bio and your passion for soccer, let's talk about how the Champions League evolved and your mindset there, because I know the audience that are driving down listening now, they're familiar with the Champions League, but we're talking about the big boys. You've emulated that down here, and we had a nice draft back in February here, and it was great to meet a lot of these people, and now we're working with the Rowdies, thanks to you as well.
That's awesome, Mike. Well, yes, we've emulated the Champions League. And the way, if you know soccer and you know the Champions League, what we do is we take our district champions from the year before in the Pinellas, Pasco, Hillsborough counties, and we put them together the following season in a league, a 16-team league. And that 16-team league is divided into four groups of four, which are done by a blind draw. That's what you guys were so great to cover at Ferg's in February. And by the way, a reminder, we will be back at Ferg's, thanks to you and Ferg, in February 2024 for the next draw. And I know you guys are planning on covering that as well. We had our draw. Yep, we had our draw. We got our teams into groups of four. And what they do is they play each of the other teams in their group in an early season, regular season game. And then of those groups of four, whichever does best among the group of four wins the group and advances to the Champions League Final Four. The dates are all organized, all coordinated. Champions League Match Day 1 next year is November 14th. Match Day 2 is November 28th. Match Day 3 is December 5th. The teams that survive will go to the Final Four on December 16th. And we know that you are going to be there to help us cover that. And, Mike, I've got some exciting news about that to tell you, which I haven't told you yet. But we have had a meeting with the Rowdies, and they are very eager to host the final at Al Lang on the evening of December 16th. So that would be big. The only holdup, and the only reason we wouldn't be there, is if the field at Al Lang takes such a beating that they have to, they have to rehab it in the off season to such a point where they can't put anybody on it. But they don't anticipate that because the Rowdies no longer practice at Al Lang. They only play their games there. And the field's in really good shape. So we are hoping, Mike, to host you so that you can cover us on the evening of December 16th, 2023 at Al Lang for the Girls and Boys Champions League Finals. So
well, you have my word right now. We will be there with FloridaSportsStream.com and RadioSaintPete.com platform. And we will broadcast it from there. I'm meeting with Ryan next week. I'm looking forward to that, thanks to your hookup and our relationship with our good friend, Coca-Cola and Bobby Armour. So, I'll be knee-deep in soccer, brother. Like I said, that book that you're going to write, Soccer for Dummies, I want to stop.
Hey, listen, you can write the intro to it, Mike.
Well, my buddy sitting across from me, Kenny Knowles, and during the World Cup, he was one of the last people I ever thought would embrace the game of soccer. But we've got a Canadian friend who got us, got him in that world. And now that I'm going to be working with the Rowdies and heavily involved in the Champions League with the high school kids, I'm certain I'll be embracing it as well. You're going to have to be my mentor.
Yes, sir. Canada is a team to watch. You know, the United States, Canada, and Mexico are all co-hosting the next World Cup in 2026, which means that all three of those teams are guaranteed to make it to the World Cup Finals as hosts. But Canada is a team on the rise in world soccer. There's no question about that. But, Mike, I have some other breaking news for you. Super cool stuff I want to share with you. I don't think... don't even think I've told you about this yet, but we are working together with a fellow by the name of John Walsh. John is the head soccer coach at St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Fort Lauderdale. But he's also a representative of United Soccer Coaches for the South Florida region for their national high school soccer poll. And so John is dialed in. And John, to make a long story short, they want to do a Champions League in South Florida. We've had several meetings, and they are well on their way to the planning stages. And so their intention is to have their first one this December. And if all goes well, then we are going to, in December 2024, we are going to have our first Super Cup game, which is our champion versus their champion. And the Rowdies are on board to host the Super Cup final every other year. And we are close to announcing that Inter Miami Football Club from MLS will be the host in the off year down there. Now that isn't set yet, right? So that's just I'm dropping that as a rumor. I can't
drop
that.
I'm cool with that.
So cool. And the other thing I want to share with you is we are well on our way to the establishment of 501c3 status for Tampa Bay Top 10. And our intention, Mike, is to raise enough money to whichever team wins our Champions League that we can pay for their trip every other year to South Florida to play in the Super Cup. So we are on our way to setting ourselves up to build an endowment so that it follows with our mission. Mike, we've talked about this before. I remember how moved you were by the King High School kids who had never crossed the bridge before. But it was high school sports that got them that opportunity. And we've had this talk about money and sports and getting opportunities for kids. And the world of soccer can be pretty exclusive. If you don't have money, the opportunities aren't there. And the Champions League, Tampa Bay Top 10, we want to fight that. So there is no cost for any team to play in the Champions League. Like, we pay all the referee fees. We pay any security that has to be hired for a game. And we just take care of everything. So we want to also be able to take care of that travel expense for the Super Cup when it does materialize. So that's kind of breaking news for you.
Okay. If there's anybody that's going to get it done, it's Jim Hart. I can tell you that right now. And I know how the rest of the soccer community looks up at you and your passion. And when you start getting the big boys behind you, I know how that rolls. So do you. You can have success because it does need to be monetized to reach your goals, whether people want to accept that or not. That's just the reality of the world you and I are in. And it looks like you're well ahead of the power curve on that, my friend.
Well, I'm fortunate. I'm retired. I don't need any money out of this. We don't take any money. David Wilson, who you know, my good friend, the athletic director at Wiregrass Ranch High School and my partner, he doesn't want any money out of this. We just want to provide something that is good, that doesn't cost money. That's not cynical in the sense that there's money being exchanged on the side for the people who are making things happen. So this is what we're committed to, and this is what we're doing. This is why we're so excited about you being supporting us, Mike. It's awesome, and we really appreciate it.
Well, you know what? The reality is we work together as a team, and we keep spreading the message. Both organizations are going to be successful, and my goal is to provide a positive perspective, as I say, from the team needs from scratch to the pros, and you're doing that each and every day. And I'm impressed with the way that Ryan has reached out to me, and we're going to sit down this coming week after their road trip.
Well, you remember, Mike, that Ryan was there at the draw at Ferg's, and I had a meeting with Ryan as well, at which all of these plans were developed. Ryan is the sort of the prime mover behind the scenes in supporting all of this and making this stuff happen. I can tell you off later, just on the side, when you and I are talking about some of the things the Rowdies want to do to support us, I don't want to say them because they're I don't like saying things and then coming back later and saying, no, never mind, we never did that. But we have some exciting things that we're talking about doing, and we're going to hope to be doing. The other thing I want to share with you, Mike, is United Soccer Coaches, which is the largest organization of soccer coaches in the world, happens to be right here in the United States. And they have a high school division, which is very interested in the Tampa Bay Top 10 Champions League. And they are taking a big interest in doing something in conjunction with our Final Four this December. So we are talking with them about hosting a day-long function, which is aimed at high school soccer coaches, assistant coaches, referees, who might even be open to parents as well. And we haven't developed it yet. We're going to do something. We don't know exactly what, but we're aiming toward the idea of getting young people to gravitate toward coaching as they leave, say college, or as they leave playing, to get them into coaching. So we're looking at fundraising and getting a fund started so we can create stipends for assistant coaches to go workplaces. Things
Let's
of that
nature. Next time I get you down here, I got to switch gears to high school baseball here, last portion of the show. But always
Beautiful.
Great to talk to you. Let's reach out this week, sit down, talk more, and keep rocking and rolling.
Thanks for your support, Mike. Really appreciate it.
All right, brother. Thank you very much. Now let's switch gears to Brad Richardson. Of course, he is live at his family's annual event. He's the voice of high school sports here in the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Our Prep Connection brought to you by Body Armor. Bradley, how are you, man? Busy morning, busy afternoon, but for a great cause, and I know near and dear to your heart, my man.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're getting right to action here. 5-7 minutes and everything like that. So you caught me right at the right time. So you guys all ready on the air?
Yes, sir.
All right. So as we know, and Benny was obviously there last night, let's start off with our Seminole Warhawks. Currently on this, going into this game on a 6-game winning streak. They had one big district game this week. But now Tuesday night, they played Palm Harbor University. It was a 2-1 win. Of course, Friday last night, it was against Northeast. Big district matchup. Kendall Hoffman started on the mound, pitched 5 innings, getting 8 strikeouts. And this school would stay tied 3-3 when he left the mound in the 5th inning. Evan Miller would step in to close the game. But then all of a sudden, the Warhawks came alive in the top of the 9th inning, driving in 2 runs. Of course, on the mound for the Vikings would be Corey Geinzer. He would be staying in for about 5 innings. Final score, 5-3 Seminole. They work up to a 16-4 record and will play Eastlake on Tuesday. Northeast will be playing Countryside this Monday. Speaking of Eastlake, currently ranked number 77 in the state of Florida, they've been on a 3-game winning streak. They faced Northeast on Wednesday, securing a 4-0 win, and they played Friday against 5A on Thursday. Right now, 13-3 record. Over to Holland, ranked number 84 in the state of Florida. 2-game winning streak following the loss to Eastlake, but they had big wins over Tarpon Springs and Bogey. This is the big game of the week, though, I've been waiting for. Hollins versus Calvary Christian. The Warriors, after a 4-0 win over Venice, on the mound for Hollins was none other than Ryland Bozenard, and for the Warriors, it was none other than Liam Peterson, who would pitch 1.5 innings before none other than Landon Morodis would step in and pitch the rest of the game. Calvary got on the board early with 3 runs in the first. Bozenard would last 4 innings on the mound, but he did one good thing that night, stole a home run. Final score, 6-4. Calvary takes the win. Hollins will be at Putnam's Park on Tuesday, and Calvary Christian will be playing Venice again at home on Tuesday. Northside Christian, none other than the Mustangs. Three big games this week for them. They played First Preparatory Christian from Hinesville, Georgia. Mustangs, 2 big hits. There'll be 2 home runs, one from Sam Knight, who currently has a .348 batting average. And then Andrew Williamson with a .333. Final score, 8-7. Calvary Christian Academy, not the same one here in Clearwater, from Maryland, they would have a 14-1 win. And finally, IU Mustangs getting the board the 3rd and 4th with a final score of 6-2. Mustangs down 16-5 record. Number 58 in Florida. They'll be at Wesley Chapel playing Cypress Creek on Tuesday. Then even Falcons, they would face off against Calvary Christian, number 12 team in the state of Florida. Tough opponent was this week with IMG Academy Offenders. This is their national team. This is the best of the best at IMG Academy. It is Jacob Legal and Trey Beard versus IMG's Noah Franco and Jason Stowe.
Sanina would be on the board for the first inning. They would hold the lead until the sixth when ING would tie the game. They remained tied until the top of the 11th.
Bradley, we're losing you a little bit there, brother.
Can you hear me?
There you go. Yeah, it's better.
Okay. They would get a win versus Countryside, though. 7-5, Dunedin will play Hollins on Wednesday. Big other scores this week. The Largo Packers would have an 8-5 win over Freedom. Osceola on a 4-game winning streak would get wins over Wesley Chapel, St. Edward, Clearwater, and River Ridge. And finally, St. Pete Green Devils on a 7-game winning streak. Last beating Carrollwood Day, 8-6. They would move on to a 10-8 record. But keep an eye out for them going into the district playoffs. Softball, the Osceola Warriors with a 13-6 record had two big wins this week against Sun Lake and Palm Harbor. Calvary Christian, let's take a look at them. They took on Lakewood Ranch on Tuesday. Lakewood Ranch going into the game was 13-6 and ranked 79 in the state of Florida. Lakewood Ranch would start things off and would hold the 5-0 lead. Final score, Calvary would take the comeback. Final score, 5-2. Calvary defeated Auburndale 5-2 and will play Newsom at home on Monday. And other scores this week, Seminole versus Eastlake, 10-0. Final score, Eastlake. Clearwater versus Holland, 74. Clearwater would take that win. And finally, Shorecrest versus Admiral Farragut, 4-1 win for Shorecrest. And now for flag football real quick. This is, of course, the final time they'll be going into the playoffs this coming week. The Osceola Warriors still undefeated on an undefeated streak, ranked number 39 in the state of Florida. This past week they played Seminole and won 13-6. They played Palm Harbor as their final game of the season, and now they're off to the playoffs as Osceola will play Holland on Monday. Gibbs finished the regular season 10-3 and ranked 64 in Florida. They will play Parrish Community on Monday for the start of the playoffs. And finally, Tarpon Springs, ranked number 97 in the state of Florida. Their last game of the season was against Eastlake. Now with a 9-5 record, they will start against Freedom High School on Monday. And the playoffs this week for flag football. Palm Harbor will play Leto. Eastlake will play Plan. Northeast play Clearwater. Countryside will play Largo. Dunedin will play Citrus. Focus Diego will play Braden River. Nellis Park will play Sickles. Finally, Hollins will play Osceola.
Great job there, Bradley. As always, great job on your part. You've got an active day. I wish you nothing but success. And next year, we'll be there loud and proud helping you out. Hey, I missed that score on the Calvary and Hollins. What was that score? Do you remember off the top of your head?
That one was final score 5-2.
And that was Calvary? Calvary the winner in that one?
Yeah, they were the winner.
Yeah, I just got done talking to Miguel Menendez with the Jesuit, and they're 17-3. So it's going to be an interesting year wrapping down as they all are trying to get down to Fort Myers. Enjoy your day. Which golf course are you at again? Seminole?
We're on the course now, actually.
All right, my man. Enjoy yourself. Great cause, and I'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Thanks.
Brad Richardson doing a live report on a golf cart up there at Seminole. And in the second half, talk about authors. I got Michael Lortz in the house. Peter Gollenbach. The show will start improving dramatically. I appreciate you sticking around. If you did, we were fumbling, stumbling with our technical difficulties. Ben Botham, I'm blaming it on Ben. He took the day off and he hexed us. And he'll be back next week. We'll talk a little more baseball. But then we're going to have the big A. The big O. And Alex Reba, the Axeman, they're going to be talking to us about the little NBA. We'll talk Rays. A lot of baseball conversation in the second hour as well. And then we want to think about the NBA. And maybe we'll talk a little Masters rap with Alex. We'll be back for the second hour live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios on a spectacular, beautiful day in downtown St. Petersburg.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.